Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Stephanie Drago. When snow and ice start falling, the salt truck starts spreading. Like clockwork, municipalities throughout the United States, including our Mississippi River watershed, deploy fleets of plows and salt trucks to combat the dangerous road conditions. Salt has become the primary way to de-ice in our country, and in the United States alone, 12 million tons of salt are used to combat slippery conditions. Rolled salt is a cost-effective de-icer that lowers the freezing point of ice. The resulting slush makes for safer roads, but it carries an environmental cost. The salt that washes into the river system as the snow melts dissolves and accumulates in rivers and creeks. It harms riverbank habitat and creates a toxic environment for fish and other wildlife. It also impacts the survival rates of mussels, frogs, plants, and other organisms. Sidewalk use of salt has risen steadily, too. You can reduce the chloride pollution that affects the watershed, people, plants, and animals in a few simple ways. First, you can use environmentally friendly products such as beet juice, organic salt-free de-icers, and even dark sand or coffee grounds that provide traction, and the dark colors absorb more heat and help melt snow. Second, shovel snow regularly so ice does not form on the walkway. Make sure you spread salt evenly and sparingly. 1 pound of salt, roughly one coffee cup, will cover 20 feet of driveway or 70 feet of walk. You can also make brine by mixing salt and water. Then, cover the walk before the snow. Just mix salt and water until the salt no longer dissolves, and then spread. It's important to remember that salt has no effect on snow or ice below 15 degrees Fahrenheit, so use it accordingly. Many alternatives are more effective at lower temperatures and are less harmful to the environment, like calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, and even the previously mentioned beet solution, which is effective down to negative 25 degrees Fahrenheit, on par with calcium chloride. Lastly, if you want to make the existing salt on roads go farther, when driving, maintain an appropriate speed for the conditions. Speeding can actively reduce effectiveness of salt by spinning it off of the roadway. So next time it snows, be aware of how much salt you use. Be reminded that it all ends up in the river when the snow melts.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.